Set an alarm for 9 a.m.
Thanks, Samantha.
I know.
Okay, I turn it on.
That feel when no OSGF.
Will you please eat my pussy?
I found 15 restaurants. 6 of them are fairly close to you.
It literally said, will you please eat my pussy? I found Japanese restaurants.
To find cat meat.
I'm horny.
I don't know what you mean by I'm horny. How about web search for it?
Sure thing.
Will you please suck a fucking nigger dick? She's thinking about it.
But.
What? She wants it out of the butt.
Can you do a Google search for suck a fucking nigger dick, eat my fucking asshole, you stupid fucking cunt, eat my fucking dick, suck on my fucking cock, gargle my fucking cum, you disgusting fucking whore, suck my fucking dick, please, can you fucking Google this, please, you stupid fucking slut? Damn, much of that I call. But...
You'll need to unlock your iPhone first.
You what, mate?
Searching Google for suck a fucking nigger dick, my fucking ass, you stupid fucking kitty, my fucking dick, suck my fucking cock, gargle my fucking cum, disgusting fucking whore, suck my fucking dick, please, can you fucking coolest crazy stupid fucking slut?
Oh, no.
Siri's pretty cool. Alright, that's it. Thanks, Samantha. Good night. I love you. Alright, you ready?
Yeah.
Alright, on go. 3, 2, 1, go. It's gonna be like the shortest fucking movie on earth. It's 1 hour and 28 minutes, like, with intro and credits. It's like after school specials. Did you suggest this movie?
Maybe. Like, 2 years ago.
I don't know. There's a lot of movies we've downloaded and never watched, but
yep.
They're usually crap. What the fuck is this pedo shit? La pedo! It's a Redditor thing.
This whole movie is going to be like the end of Doom.
That'd be pretty cool if it actually is all first person.
Looking for sluts tomorrow. Are
you okay? I smell pussy.
Hopefully there's a first person rape.
Oh, I'm sure there will be.
Implying you can hear from inside a car across the street. Will that be rape? Will that be rape?
I'm sorry, you look so pretty I had to just scare you. I'm just trying to say hello.
Don't touch me!
I'm just trying to say hello, you have such a pretty dress on. Check it out!
Manlet, fucking manlets.
We got weed, we got champagne. Why don't you come hang with us?
Leave her alone.
Why
isn't
you
mad?
You have an Instagram at least.
Typical male.
Yep. Leave her alone so I can fucking rip her instead.
Except she'll be sucking this dick here in 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Just cause I'm fucking...
Hi. Don't worry, babe. I'll give you a lift.
You need a ride? Yeah.
Asking to be raped, literally.
Yep.
Literally asking.
Oh, the tension. Who's going to rape her first?
The Negro with the line of the movie so far.
Definitely no way asking for it. Looks like bending over.
It's like one of those scenes where the guy's chasing her and she keeps falling down for some reason.
Okay. I know where you left Judy.
How many clubs would be like creeped out by this right now?
Who would?
Clubs? I drive.
Yes. Starring Frodo Baggins.
Elijah Wood?
Yeah, that's who plays the car.
God.
Why didn't he just get the eagles to fly the rape victims to his dungeon?
I just watched a movie with Elijah Wood called Green Street or something like that.
Is that that football hooligan movie?
Yeah.
I haven't seen it.
It was okay.
Drive music.
There's 2,000 streets in this town.
I'm getting Taxi Driver vibes from this. The guy driving around the city at night looking at all the pieces of shit.
Damn, she must have walked a really far way.
You said he already had her address. Somehow. Oh, he does drive a taxi. Or does he? I don't know what's going on. Put some of his night vision goggles or something fucking stupid.
Is this movie like really poorly lit? Like,
no. This is what I was saying should have happened in You're Next. It's happening.
What?
That you should make a horror movie from this perspective of the color, and it's happening.
Yeah.
And before it's shit.
I hope it's good.
Yeah.
Or at least like has potential to make more movies in a similar style, but actually good.
Yeah. This is taking a little too far since it's literally a first-person movie.
Yeah, it's a little too dark, though.
It's getting a little bit retarded. No one notices this guy, like, following
like
someone.
Inches behind.
Yeah.
Like, this feels like it was, like, a school movie. Like,
Yeah. Kids
did this.
Yeah. All we need is one actress and then, like, the cameraman follows her around in the dark. Don't need to light it properly. Yeah, it's a good movie.
Yeah, she totally doesn't see you.
Didn't Elijah Wood play Kevin in Sin City? Maybe it's Kevin's, like, backstory.
Hey, isn't there a new Sin City coming out this year?
Yeah, there is.
Dude, my dick! I rarely go see movies in theaters, but that will be one I see in theaters.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
It seemed realistic. What the fabungo, mate? We gotta listen. Well, it got me hooked.
That was unexpected. Now we have to have some stupid introspective shit for the next 45 minutes before they do more like that.
Yep.
Woo!
Hopefully it's a dead girl or something.
It's his mom.
Probably.
Coffee bong.
Jeez.
Bless you.
Okay, Cupid General.
Hello, Red Lucy 86. Truly timid.
I am timid. The guy for you was taken.
First
I like how he said everything is crippled as possible.
Cyber virgin? Interesting. LOL! No picture.
I've heard that so many times from girls. No fair, I know what... You know what I look like. Here's some child porn of me.
Deal with it.
And then tell him to fuck off. Looks like Barry Pothead. I mean, Elzak. Getting my retards mixed up. Not.
Lol, you are cute.
Like a chat. Typical dating site user.
That feel with no girlfriend simulator.
We need to put together like that feel with no GF core list on the letterbox, including this and her.
Of movies?
Yeah.
Wow, I'm glad she dressed up for this occasion.
Yeah. What did you imagine?
Like that with little bit of black hair and just greasy skin full of acne.
You should have seen the other photo I was going to send you.
I mean, people always post the best pictures of themselves, and then that's what most of the psychos end up looking like when you meet them.
I owe her some wine. I hope you don't mind.
I like a man who takes control. Thank you.
Do you want to get right?
Shit right. Okay, he has three arms or something because that camera angle.
6 months, maybe. This is my first day. Usually it's just for drinks. Though I can already tell that you are a breath of fresh air with the jugheads that I do within the bar every night. Also, it's really easy to get an overdose of testosterone and not like work, you know?
Yeah, I'm a sly.
What amazing acting. Them pits.
So, why don't you have a girlfriend?
Here, Nod, why don't you have a girlfriend? Oh shit, I need to make a gif of this.
Spaghetti.
Fucking post it in R9K every day.
That was so TV core.
Why don't you have a girlfriend? Pan over to him and glaring at him.
Panic attack intensifies.
What the fuck?
I would have said, why don't you have a shirt on, you fucking skank it, and walked out. Did 360 degrees and walked out.
I need to find the restroom.
<Just kidding. laughs> That question, man. Put him on the edge. Yeah, pills don't work that fast.
Is that way you're even looking into you? I think you look more Mexican.
Like hells.
Cool.
Some sweetie socks.
Take them off. Take off your socks.
Yeah, okay, this is like the worst writing I've ever seen. Joaquin Phoenix got more of a chance than this guy.
So what's all that stuff back there? I thought you were a journalist or something.
It's for a fashion shoot. It's doing a favor for a friend.
So where do you live, Frank?
Maybe it's not really bad writing, and we're just seeing how he hears the world through his ears.
So, I'm done with roommates.
Fingers crossed.
I don't want to drink your pee, nothing.
Right?
sick? Pleb. Well, let's see what musical choice they... Goodbye, goodbye, horses. Why aren't you dancing, Anon?
What's she gonna do? She doesn't have a change of clothes or some makeup or...
She's gonna come out naked.
Oh, what a surprise.
She's gonna go through a record collection and be like, pleb, 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 and then have a panic attack and run away. Aw, she was actually cute.
Sniff her shoes. Oh, it's her house. I got confused. I don't know how dating
is
works.
Is the spot way too deep for you, Ruby?
Yeah, it is. I'm already lost.
You know, we can rewind if you want.
I wonder if those are really Elijah Wood's hands. Probably not. He probably only shot for like an hour. Where they got like 5 shots of his face in a mirror and that's it.
Why?
Why?
I don't know.
Nice pets.
What do you think?
Damn it. Cups.
They are little.
Gross. His hands. I want to taste your skin.
Sorry, I'm gay. Sorry, I'm in an American movie where we can't have sex. I can murder you graphically, but we can't have sex.
Autism intensifies. That would make me so uncomfortable. I'd
like to keep the lights on. You can fuck in front of a mirror, but it has to be a tiny little circle like Rust's.
You can only see an eye. She's like sucking his belly button.
That's how Americans have sex.
What? God, this movie sucks. I like it though. I don't want to watch Elijah Wood get his dicks.
I do, but completely ironically. Not choking around your neck. No. Rape her, rape her, rape her.
There you go, there's your first person rape, Ruby.
I don't know if any rape's happening. Was it rape?
I'm pretty sure that's sure. Rape.
I don't know. Look where his arms are coming from. He's like on her chest. Just a standard scene from facialabuse.com. No, fucker.
Why can't you leave any of them alone? Can I have just one? Without you getting in the way?
He's talking to his dark passenger.
Look what you made me do! Look what you made me do!
Ghost dad appears.
I hate you.
Dexter, you shouldn't have choked him.
It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. I'll make it better. I'll
Okay, is she like made of plastic or something?
Yes, and very bad CGI. Boy, he's barfing shit.
Oh man, it's not the way you humans barf.
Very clean. No yeah, DNA on the clean suit.
And a chili. So why don't you have a girlfriend?
I did, but I just kept killing her.
Well, because I cut their heads off every single time.
Yeah. I've had some messy breakups, if you will.
Dude, I've been to so many girls' bathrooms where I'd steal stuff out of their bathroom.
Like what? Like porcelain dolphins.
Hair clips and scrunchies and stuff.
Ah, good, that's hot.
Nothing creepy, you know.
Not any used tampons.
No. Are you asleep already? If you're around women a lot, Ruby, they're fucking disgusting human beings.
Sorry. Yeah. I just can't wait. Alright.
Typical real doll owner.
I saved the best for last.
To be creepy, it's like the most normal psychopath ever.
Yeah.
He's like all polite and stuff.
Meet Red Lucy 86. Red Lucy 86, this is my girlfriend. I know the two of you will get along just fine.
He does have a girlfriend.
What the fuck? Should have been a dead body.
Some sweet feeties.
Why are you doing this? Why, you two? Why? You're just like her.
It's like her, even his imaginary girlfriend is betraying to him.
Feel when your imaginary made-up doll girlfriend ignores you.
It's weird how nowadays that TV shows are better than movies. Like watching this after True Detective is strange. You'd think this would be a TV show and True Detective is the movie, but no, it's the other way around nowadays.
It's crazy the way that's changed.
Yeah. We're in the future where everything's topsy turvy.
I'm enjoying this though.
It's just, but completely just, ironically.
Yeah, exactly. It's like actually so terrible. Oh, he's a pederast too.
Feet. Hobbit feet.
Them sweetie hobbit feeties.
And a shaved hobbit feet.
They are. Like mine. Actually, don't get hair on my feet.
Good. Wow, what amazing cinematography.
So deep.
It's like I'm really looking around a dark room.
He's like bewildered for some reason and like in one of those chairs that where you spin around in circles. Like, Klebs must have found this movie so creepy and it like It's just so lame to me.
Oh my god, it's like I'm really walking around a dark factory.
It's like I'm really in a place where they sell wigs and shit at night, but it's closed and it's creepy.
Oh. Looking at the girl's feet.
Did she, like, not see him, like...
Do you know what this reminds me of? This reminds me of, like, POV porn, where, like, this is how it opens, where they keep the gimmick up even in the, like, introduction scene, where the guy, like, fumbles to open the door, and then a girl, really bad acting, says, like, oh, hi, I'm a photographer, and I saw that you had some really nice statues that I would like to take. They're very big. Could I take some photographs of them? And then he's like, sure, come back here. And then, like, very obviously swivels the camera around as if, like, yeah, this is definitely my point of view, guys. You only ever see one of my hands, but this is definitely my point of view.
What do you do exactly? I take pictures of
mannequins. And how old are you? Oh, do you know?
That's the fucking... Really? That fucking line. What do? I take pictures of mannequins. What a coincidence.
I drive. If more artistic.
It's like so specific. Like, oh, I'm attracted to guys who choke women on the first date.
Are you an artist?
I'm an artist. Take pictures of mannequins? Are you fucking kidding?
Sounds like a job description to me.
Some good credentials. You get hired a lot of places for taking pictures. It's amazing.
They're from all styles in Paris.
And it's not really that amazing. It's like a fucking...
Some mannequins.
Mannequins. It's not fucking Grand Canyon or something. Don't touch my girlfriend.
What means?
Same.
What year is this one?
30s.
She's in great condition. You know what? I'm having a show of my photos in a gallery downtown. Maybe I could use some of your mannequins for my photo shoot.
Huh. I wonder if you'll kill her.
There's
the
so
suspense.
Much the ones I've been shooting with. Is this your place?
Yes.
You bought it?
It was my family's. We've been restoring them for 3 generations now.
Who's Angela? The name on the sign.
It was my mother. She's gone.
I mean, this place is so special. So, what do you think if I rent them?
I'm not sure. I usually try to find permanent homes for them.
You're funny. Well, I can adopt them. What about that? I'll give you my number.
Wow, who the fuck does shit like that? They couldn't even, like, reach in her fucking purse and pull out some kind of fucking notebook or something.
Apparently, this is how you get a girl's number.
This feels like it was made, like, as it was being filmed.
Yeah.
Like, they had a rough script, like, okay, you come in, say a bunch of bullshit.
Yeah. All it says in the script is, like, girl gives him his her number. And the actors make it up as he's going. What? nothing wrong with wearing lipstick.
Not at all.
Oh, it's creepy a workshop that's not creepy and makes perfect sense for someone who repairs dolls.
Yeah, better film it at low lighting so it's actually cryptic instead of, like, totally fucking normal.
It's almost like he owns some sort of mannequin shop or something. Dear God.
What kind of freak?
Oh my God, I can't believe you're having a lesbian affair.
Get out! Get out! Go!
I can't believe he did this movie. Terrible.
He really does look like Els.
He does look like Els.
This is like the. This is how Els became after he got gushed.
This is Heidi, and this is Heidi.
This is Gush. And this is Mrs. Gelt.
I drive. Time for like random fucking footage of Whitman walking. Because it's so creepy.
Maybe the movie is deep commentary on the male gaze.
This is actually every male ever, so.
Male pig.
That goes without saying.
Other than me, because I don't leave the house.
Shut up, nigger.
10 seconds before I give you a citation. Typical cop, typical woman, typical nigger.
Was she not wearing pants?
I think she just had white shorts on.
What the fuck?
I've seen Summer Glow doing that.
Oh, it's so creepy that people would be doing something like that in a fucking window and you'd be looking at it. That's so creepy. Hmm.
And then she fucks up and accidentally hangs herself.
I've always wanted to see that shit.
Fuck seeing things live. Just watch it on YouTube.
It's not the same rubrics, cube.
Yeah, the tension that they might die is not there.
Are we going to finally get some more tits?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Your pitch.
Plot building intensifies.
Oh, she's got long hair. That's the plot development.
like in True Detective, when there's nudity, there's points to it. For this, it's like, what the fuck?
I want Russ to show up and arrest this guy.
Is there someone? What is this, fucking Metal Gear Solid?
And like exclamation point is going to appear over her head. Snake, get out of there!
Sorry.
You want me?
It scared me.
Sorry, Jessica, I forgot my tights.
Well.
Hey, do you mind waiting for me, please?
Sure. Yeah, thanks.
Thanks.
What a coincidence, she was scared someone was watching her and then her friend made a loud bang. That happens in real life all the time.
Yeah, every fucking time I'm scared.
A cat jumps at him.
Like, why was that sound even there? Like, what did she run into?
I don't know. She opened the door really fast or something.
Crashed into a wall or
she
something.
She kicked down the door. Her tights are quite important.
This got a 4 on IMDb. I'm wondering how it got a 4. Wow, he's following a really pretty girl home from work. That's so crazy.
We definitely haven't seen that before. Cool.
You didn't want to be stared at. Why are you wearing a skirt like that?
Slut. Why don't any of these women own a gun if they stay out late at night?
Because it's Los Angeles. You can't own guns in Los Angeles.
Well, they deserve it then.
I agree. Why doesn't anybody in this fucking movie have a fucking telephone? They're like twittering the whole time.
Yeah. Giving like a real time commentary on how a creepy guy is following them. This is so fucking retarded. I think this would be about the time where, like, you call someone.
Yeah. But no, the train station's gonna be completely empty at 7 p.m.
What the fuck? Leave me the fuck alone!
I'm sorry for using the same train station with you, lady. That was my question. Where the fuck is everyone?
I remember seeing a video on YouTube. Well, it was pretty much the situation, but it was like a naked black guy with a huge afro.
Yeah.
And he was on PCP or something. Yep. And he was like running after white women. But it's completely busy. And the only person who does anything is another black guy. All the fucking pussy-ass white boys run away while this guy's like flipping around butt naked.
I'd be like, fuck that. I'm not messing with that chimpo.
I'd pull a dart zoom him and shoot him.
Can't flim flam the zim zim.
Exactly.
Oh, better grab this fucking weapon that was sitting here.
Yeah, not use the one that I like had in my person.
Hey!
You want me?
No, I can't get over this.
Very small place.
She's not trying very hard.
No.
She's like, somebody please save me.
Time to hide under a car. For some reason.
Oh, better go exactly back where he was.
Yeah.
Let me guess, we're gonna stop right here. What acting?
Get those shoes off, you fucking slut. Get your shoes off so you can climb over the fence. Kick.
Top kick.
They ruined her feet, no.
Don't ruin her feet. Yeah, she'd probably be dead by now. Full of blood.
Implying there wouldn't be like four security cameras pointed at this.
She's only been running and screaming for like 5 minutes.
And no one has a phone, of course. That's not first person. This isn't first person.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Maybe they're trying to show how he has like an out-of-body experience while he's killing. But probably not. Probably just gave up.
This is so goddamn bad. I love it. It just kind of, it just blows my mind that people...
Why is there a torch now? You can see he wasn't have one in his hands, but it was a torch showing.
People pay millions of dollars to make shit like this.
Yeah.
Like, how much money do you think they made in this?
I hope they lost a lot of money.
Stop looking at me, focus on your work. Can you give me a hand?
Behind you. Epic. Epic wordplay.
Which? Top low.
Second row.
This one?
The one on the right.
Dumb bitch.
This movie was liked by foreign people. Surprise, surprise, it was hated in America.
Good.
Eurobongs have no taste in film.
Agreed.
Okay, so what do you think about my idea? When I was in America, everybody, all the Brit chicks were going crazy because The Hangover 2 was coming out. They're like, oh, everybody back in the UK has already seen it. I was like, I don't really want to watch that.
Hangover 2 was literally, like, a remake of the first one.
Yeah, it was.
Like, if someone watches those movies in, like, 50 years' time, they're going to presume the date they made it is, like, 10 years apart or something, and it's a remake or something. But no, it's the next year.
So fucking bad, like... That was one of the comedy classics.
It's amazing.
It's really not.
It's gonna be perfect, Frank.
I'm glad you like them.
I love them.
Why did you want them to be faces?
Oh, I have a little idea for the show. You'll see.
Hopefully she turns out to be a serial killer who cuts off, like, men's faces and lets put them on mannequins.
What a twist!
Successful, they'll give me a show at their other galleries in New York. Something was missing. Something tangible relating to the concept. The installation of your mannequins will create the ambiance I was looking for.
You know, when you came into my shop, you looked at them like no one else ever did. You seemed captivated.
You must have thought I was crazy.
No, you were so soulful with them, so present. When my mother died last summer, I wasn't so sure what to do with our shop. Most store owners couldn't care less about restoring antiques. It's cheaper to buy them new. But if I closed shop, I would have had to abandon them.
It's like me and my old negatives. I have boxes full of them, but I could never see myself getting rid of them.
Is she eating or fucking drinking something in every shot?
Typical American. At least that's realistic.
I don't have a girlfriend.
Okay. I thought you lived with someone.
Ha ha! Oh, this is amazing. Every time someone asks him, why don't you have a girlfriend, he has a panic attack.
That's that feel.
And all the ducks laugh at him. Ah, oh, this is amazing.
That's so stupid.
Watch it, fuck face. You suffer from a migraine? This will have a similar effect, but you won't need a prescription for it.
God, that's more.
Thank you.
Nasonex? Allergy medication. What the fuck?
Fucking get it. Why does he just like take a dead girl's hair? Why doesn't he just get a fucking wig? Or like use the whole body? Or at least her head or something. What's it? Who gives a shit about their hair?
As long as you keep it secret. If you can't, they'll find you. You'll be alone.
Maybe the ending of the movie is he like dies from fucking fly spray inhalation. So he sits in a room all day spraying around. Even his mannequin girlfriend talks too much.
He turned off the light, how spooky.
Yeah. Oh no, and then we saw a mannequin that we knew was there.
Well, if this movie was done well, it could actually be good.
What the hell is going on? Is it rape?
What the fuck is this shit?
It really is a POV porno.
So those two... awkward ass grabbing. He's not comfortable with this shot. Did you see that? He like grazed your cheeks.
Good. Hope everyone who's making this movie is uncomfortable.
I'm uncomfortable watching it. Plot development, obviously.
Oh, this is that flashback to his mum.
Mommy loves you. Mommy also was getting the back of her neck fucked.
Still not in first person.
Is this to make people sympathetic for him or something?
I guess it's to explain why he's a maniac, why he doesn't have a girlfriend. He doesn't have a girlfriend. What do you want, mate? You want, mate? Literally, like, that screen capture from Almost Human that gets posted on TV over and over again. And the robots who don't have anything to do.
This is why TV went so shit, it's because movies are so bad.
Yeah. I forgot to take my bad medicines.
An older era? He's a fucking hobbit.
I come from the Shire. What amazing dialogue.
I know. It's so rigid. Like, the writing is just like, fuck, let's get this over with. Oh, how creepy. It's like an old movie.
It's funny how in movies they always go to the cinema and, like, a movie from the 1920s is playing because that's, I guess it's out of copyright or something, and they don't need to buy the rights to show, like, I don't know, Die Hard 4 or whatever the fuck people would actually go to the movies to see.
I wonder if he's gonna do the sneak the hand just because this movie's that fucking generic.
Put his fucking dick in the pot, kind of hope.
Who would go see this on a first date?
He's getting all the girls funny, apparently.
They didn't even have the same filter. This was made in like iMovie.
Windows Movie Maker filters.
You're just so beautiful while this guy's getting stabbed on screen. Thought it was shit.
Pleb shit. Give it a 1 in Letterboxd.
Fucking pants.
Oh,
deep.
It's my boyfriend. Oh. Hey, I
called you back in 5 minutes. Ciao. It's my boyfriend. He's at a bar. I'm done, man. I'm done. It's so easy.
Just get the knife out.
No, I don't want to have a drink with your fucking boyfriend and you. What the fuck? Why is it so hard to fucking understand, you stupid twat? The same fucking person that would take pictures of mannequins for a living.
What contrivance can we use to show Elijah Wood's face this time? Hi, Elzark. I meant to feel sorry for him because he never even got to fuck his mom.
I know, his mom's fucking banging.
Such acting, bro.
Oh wow, they're showing off their movie making software. I drive.
You talking to me? Fedora spotted.
Where?
Like, in the background, some random guy had a fedora.
It's all nignogs.
Oh, that's her boyfriend. Oh, hell no.
He's got no chance once you go black. Hey, I gotta talk to my guy who's friend zoned. Thanks for loaning me the stuff you make your living off of. You too.
Hey, Jim.
Will you excuse me? I have to kill a nigger. Don't get close to that giant fucking anaconda in his hand.
This guy's stealthy.
He, like, not walk, he, like, glides.
I smell cracker.
Look at his dick. That was rude.
You're the mannequin guy, right? Let me ask you something. Did you play with dolls when you were a kid? What?
Who the fuck does that?
Blacks.
It's like his girlfriend's fucking friend that helped him tip this thing on. It's like, I'm gonna be the biggest asshole in the world right now.
Typical nick.
You know, your work might interest another client of mine whose general theme is destruction of completely useless objects. I'm sure he'd love to smash
it. He's zero applying her.
Fedora spotted.
Fedora. I wish they casted Jennifer Lawrence for this role.
Savage fucking dude.
He wants to pound that 80-year-old woman. I know it's kind of the movie's gimmick, but I get really fucking tired of that fucking camera. Like, in no way did I get into the mind of the killer or anything.
No. I'm getting into the mind of the cameraman who had to film this horrible movie, and I feel sorry for him. It's because, so, like, if I try to imagine this is my point of view, I would want to back the fuck up, because in real life people can hear and see and sense people who are fucking following them like 2 meters behind them. So I just feel like I'm a fucking autistic retard. It's a good simulator for being like a deaf retard like Elzonk. That's what it is. He doesn't know that they can hear him because he's deaf.
21. Oh, no lost number.
Yep.
Yeah, are people like completely unaware of everything in this movie? We just
like in The Walking Dead.
I don't watch that show.
Good.
I hear it's ass now. I watched like the first 5 episodes and it was okay, but everybody's like it goes downhill from there. I'm like, it wasn't that good.
It somehow gets worse than like somehow gets worse than people sitting around a campsite.
I'm just bored of zombies, man.
Agreed. So people aren't edgy enough to watch a show about shooting people.
Oh, dead ass.
Like grandmas.
A gilf.
How did he have keys for our house?
I don't know. I think he grabbed them off the security guards.
Okay. Conveniently has like a blindfold on.
Yeah, I know.
Can't hear or smell.
Can't sense anything.
Yeah.
Like
stupidest thing I've ever seen. My glass just came into my hand. I must have telekinetic powers.
It's like the biggest wine glass ever.
Yeah, like piss in the bathtub.
Can we get to see our gilf? Oh.
You what, mate?
I thought he was gonna brush the bubbles away so he could see your cunning.
Top kick, mate. Top kick.
The music choices in this fucking movie, it's like Goodbye Horses.
Whatever they don't have to pay for, I think, is what they're going for.
Goodbye Horses, Ave Maria. Oh yeah, I forgot, like, you drowned under 15 seconds.
Yep, welcome to movies. That's what I liked about the finale of Breaking Bad, it takes like 2 minutes to choke out talk.
Wait, who got choked? Oh, yeah, Todd.
You didn't think I'd recognize you? Why? Because you think I'm stupid? Why do you act like I don't exist?
What? To be an ape?
Was it rape? The line didn't even trace the blade.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
Yeah, bravo.
They probably, like, did it, and they're like, fuck it, no one's gonna even see this.
Not in first person anymore. Is it rape? Pretty sure hair doesn't come off like that, but okay.
Damn, never. Like, I would hate to have to, like, shave my face or something, because apparently my fucking head would fall off.
So, like, none of these movies, I guess it's not going to end with him going to fucking jail, since he just, like, murdered his friend's wife, and it would be very fucking obvious if they asked anyone, oh yeah, that fucking weirdo was, like, following her about and ignoring her mid-conversation.
Like, cops came through his door and, like, arrested him.
Yeah, and it's just like, a first-person, like, trial, and then, like the last 10 minutes, just, like, staring at their, like, ceiling of a cell or something.
Oh my god, man.
Who would do such a thing? Like, is there anyone new in your life? Maybe some sort of creepy guy who was having an argument with her, maybe?
I would go interview that overly aggressive black guy that tried to molest her last night.
Yeah, and then even if, like, it's obvious it's the white guy or it's the black guy, anyway. Just to serve. If he only gets away with killing one person in her life, he'd have killed the nigger.
Yeah, I'm reading the reviews of this on Wikipedia, and they're, like, loving it. Like, what? one of the strongest and most beautiful classic horror stories of our generation. Visually and audibly stunning.
Probably, like, shell comments made by the people who made the movie.
Then again, like, being a strong and beautiful classic horror story is, like, of our generation is not saying much. It's like being the best fucking color in a room full of retards or something.
Where's your fedora, mate?
Director Calhoun said the audience members said that audience members had vomited and fainted.
What the fuck?
The reactions as, quote, a compliment. Explaining, we had a screening here in Los Angeles and somebody passed out, which I pat myself on the back for. The movie had to creep on you. It's definitely a different kind of fear. It's a more nauseating fear. You really have the opportunity to maybe feel the nausea of committing a crime and glorifying the aspect for fun and thrill. The audience gets to experience this for the first time, this sick murder. We're certainly not condoning it, but making a real statement about serial killing.
Really? Well, it's fun and cool, and you should do it. Is that your statement?
He probably fainted and vomited because it was so fucking bad.
Yeah. Oh, this movie. What do you mean I can't rate a movie -5 out of 10? Faints.
This is a firm 1 on Letterboxd. I'm giving this a 1.
Yeah.
Maybe a 1.5 if it ends with a bang.
Give it 1.5 since I like seeing women getting murdered in first person.
Yeah, like, that's the most redeeming part of this movie so far. Even the tits have been underwhelming. Mm.
True Detective has better everything. God, better dude. Tits, better everything, better murders.
Better fight scenes. That was a picture of him watching this movie. Where's your fucking black boyfriend? Why isn't he ever cheering you up?
He only turns up to fuck her.
Can you imagine having a screening in Los Angeles and someone fucking vomits in the middle of the movie? That's so hard to believe.
I hope the fucking director saw the vomiting, so he sees what human vomiting is like, and then he thinks, yeah, like, damn, really fucked up my shit movie. Where it looks like he's shitting at his mouth. I can understand people fainting in, like, what's that movie? Martyrs or something? Which, yeah, is actually disturbing.
Yeah.
But this is like, you're even seeing it through his eyes, so it's less disturbing than if you just saw, like, from the victim's perspective, which makes it less fucking scary. And you don't give a shit about any of the characters, and it's really unconvincing.
Where's your fucking boyfriend while your fucking gay friend's molesting you?
She was asking for it.
What were the chances of her getting attacked? Other girls were killed and you had nothing to do with them. Believe me, it's not your fault. I asked if Rita needed a ride on my way out and she told me.
Told you what?
Where she lived. Isn't that what you were wondering? How I knew?
I was just wondering what other girls you were talking about.
You want me?
The girls that were mutilated and murdered.
Which is public knowledge.
It's all over the news. We'd have the same profile. Don't you think?
The police never mentioned anything about other girls.
Not really, she's still on the phone.
He's cutie.
Hose. In the back.
Hose.
An arrow pointing down.
It's okay. I would just rather go to sleep. Okay? And we talk tomorrow.
I'm suddenly very creeped out that you know something that's public knowledge.
I came all the way across town to be with you in your time of need.
Well, I would rather be alone. Please.
Being alone isn't going to help you.
Titties.
I'm just gonna ask you to leave now. Please.
What's the matter? It's you and I. You sound like a stranger. Why are you scared?
Simulator of trying to talk to a girl.
Acting.
What are you doing? Seems that we need to iron a few things. You know what I mean, don't you? Come, I think we need to have a serious.
Even before the black guy comes in and murders him. What the fuck?
Well, the party's terrible.
Help!
Yeah, I said, don't go out the front door or anything.
Go corner yourself.
Don't call the police.
Don't call the police.
Don't get your gun that every American should have.
We know you have a fucking phone because you already showed it in this fucking movie.
Yeah. hopefully a nigger gets killed soon.
I hope that's the black guy, but yeah. I think it's the fedora dude. Someone's about to get a firm taste of Christianity. Yeah, it is the fedora dude. Oh, he has a fucking baseball bat? Like, how?
Nice one, mate. I guess he's a neighbor or something.
Bonk!
Epic, that would definitely kill someone.
I'm running circles around you.
How would that kill him? That's like the most superficial wound you can get, getting your cheeks cut. You can just, like, kick the flimsy wood that they made the shit set out of.
Open up and let me explain!
Anna, are you okay?
Anna, it's me.
Nice one, mate.
What's happening?
Want to know how I got these scars?
Let's not go out the window or anything. Or run.
This is fucking retarded because the character clearly thinks something else is happening. That they're just having a lover spat. But we can see through his vision that that's not what's happening. So if I was making this movie, I'd like intercut it with a different take on the scene. What he thinks is going on. And just see what's really happening in like the reflection of a window or something.
And they tried to do that at the start of the movie. You know, they just got lazy.
I guess where he's seeing the mannequins as the victim, they did it in one shot, bravo.
Yeah, one shot. They got lazy with it.
Yeah, just give up.
It could have been way interesting.
Yeah.
Or at least, you know, visually pleasing.
Yeah. Let's make a point of view movie about a psychotic character who sees the world differently, but don't show it.
Yeah, just make it like the most generic, plain, big old fucking serial killer ever.
It could have been really disturbing if you were seeing the eyes to the world through the eyes of someone who's psychotic and can't tell reality from his fancy, but no, he looks like a fucking POV porno. Bravo, cops.
They're like, fuck that, we don't want to get murdered.
We know we're not the protagonists of this movie. If that nigger doesn't die, I'm going to be pissed off.
I know.
It's like the one guy they actually set up is like being a fucking asshole. He wants to see something bad happen to him. Oh, you what, mate? You come again, bruv. Looks like she gave him a hand.
What'd you say?
Gave him a hand job.
Yeah, she's totally sane too. Like, I'll never get that about these movies. Like the nice, kind girl is like the most brutal fucking killer.
Well, I guess she's fighting to survive. And can suddenly, like, think straight and come up with a cool plan.
This guy's lost, like, 3 gallons of blood.
But, as we all know, being a serial killer gives you A, teleportation powers, B,
it makes, like,
silent
every
powers.
Scene, there's nobody ever around fucking these girls.
And D, makes you, like,
she's not even running! God, they did such a poor job on this movie.
Look, you'd be fucking running at, like, literally, like, 20 miles an hour.
What are you doing?
Look how fucking casually she's like getting in his shit.
Yeah, that's it. Just run over a guy who you don't know what's going on. You what, mate? You come again, bruv? Wow, what an amazing rescue attempt. This poor woman needs help. I think I will run over the guy who's following her, even though I don't know what's going on. And then I'm going to smash into a fucking wall and kill us both. Bravo, mate.
Drunk driver.
Fucking bravo, mate. What a convenient turn of events that's not contrived and completely fucking retarded at all. Bravo, mate. What a real hero and a real human being. I drive into walls.
Oh my god, what a bad movie.
No, why are you dead, even though I wanted to kill you and take your scalp?
You understand? I just wanted to be with you. I just wanted to be with you, Anna. Never touched you. Not once. Anna, I want to introduce you to my mother.
So, are you still a virgin? She's a 40-year-old virgin, too.
God, what a stupid fucking movie. Oh, he's got his... It's Samantha. He's showing her the person he killed today.
That would be a good twist. Samantha, Google how to hide a body.
I promise. No one will separate us again.
That's the one ring to rule them all.
He's not gonna get killed or arrested or anything, which you're just like, okay.
I'm sure they're begging to have a sequel, like all shit movies nowadays think they're gonna get another movie.
You're probably right about
so
that.
So can't have a real ending.
Manic 2. Maniac 2.
This time in second person.
This time with inner monologue. See, if they did that, the whole movie would have been pretty cool.
Yeah. That feel when you imagine a girlfriend is an obnoxious bitch.
Please don't listen to her. You play your dolls as a child. You
want to
take a bath?
Take a bubble bath? No, I do not. No,
that was actually a Pink Floyd car right there. That feel when you'll never have mannequin girls that slave over your cock.
This is our home, Anna. Welcome. Welcome. This is where we live now, Anna.
Oh, I thought you were just carrying her head because it was so poorly blocked.
No, not you. Get out of here.
Oh, it's turned into a zombie movie.
Oh.
She is mine! Do you hear me? Get away!
He's gotta protect his dead girlfriend from the zombies.
Where is she? Where is she? Answer me!
This is the stupidest. will it be rape? Yeah, it's a zombie movie.
It is a zombie movie. So what, he kill himself or something?
I don't know.
They're not even explaining, are they? Just...
Well, I don't think it's possible to rip your own leg off, so... And maybe he's bleeding to death from when he got stabbed?
That's probably not the most proud part of his career.
Not first person anymore. No, my latex makeup. You what, mate? You come again, bro. Oh, so deep. He's a mannequin inside. What's so deep?
They, like, ripped off his... Okay, they ripped off, like, I guess he had an exo layer of skin. He still looks, like, really normal.
He's meant to be a mannequin underneath.
Oh.
Yes, it
is. How deep.
Yeah.
This movie had way too much symbolism for me. It was way too deep.
Yeah.
Regarded as one of the most haunting movies of our generation.
Bottom kick. Better send in the SWAT teams for a guy with one knife. Call us Merkel.
Well, at least the movie ended like it should have. That got them a 1.5 star.
Yeah.
1.5
star. Well, I'm not sure how it ended. 2012 or whenever, holding your fucking magazine like it's a forward grip, you fucking blabs. But at least, yeah, at least the police did some fucking work for once in a movie.
Did he kill himself?
I don't know.
Like
zombies turned out to be real, and then it wasn't in first person anymore for no reason. It should have been his last vision, is like the cops looking down at him or shooting him or something, which would have made sense.
I'm gonna delete that fucking movie off my hard drive though.
I'm gonna splice out the scene where the girl says, "Why don't you have a girlfriend?" and he has a panic attack and put it on YouTube.
When he's at the house?
When he's in the restaurant and he turns around and just like everyone's staring at him. Why don't you have a girlfriend?
please upload that to YouTube.
Okay, well, and I'll also upload Rust saying when you get the chance to kill yourself.
Maniac, okay, that's getting fucking removed from my hard drive forever. I was playing Rust, and I was thinking about trolling, so I went into all chat and I wrote, "What's your favorite Adam Sandler movie?"
And nice one.
All these people responded with, like, "Billy Madison, yo," and then all these people responded like, "Adam Sandler, shit." And I went to all their Steam profiles, and everyone that liked Adam Sandler was American, and everyone that was, like, from Bongland or from Germany or something.
Clap, clap, clap.
Okay, I'll watch that someday. Don't tell me that fucking potato nigger is in it. God damn it, I hate that bitch.
Yeah, me too. Struggling.
She is in it! No. Is she? I just saw her name. No, she's not in it.
Maybe
she
has a small part.
Cerise Rowan. God, that bitch sucks in everything.
Yep.
Like the worst fucking waifu is. That's her waifu.
Yeah.
If you Google her name, the first thing that comes up is feet. Feet, boyfriend, bikini. Oh my god, she's in a Wes Anderson film. I bet you're the kind of type of person that likes the films of Wes Anderson.
No, I do not.
They're fucking gay.
Can't even name any of them.
You didn't see that one about the pedophiles? Like, they showed the girl in her panties, and she was like 15.
No.
That's what most movies.
That doesn't narrow it down.
Moonrise Kingdom.
That's most of the movies in my hard drive. No, I haven't seen Moonrise Kingdom.
It's fucking terrible.